Hello, listeners. You are listening to a mini episode of That's Entertainment. I'm your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone, and with me, as always on the full-length episodes, but not always on the mini episodes, but she's here today. You love her. You listen to her. You can't get enough of her. Live from Hampton Woods, Hampton, Maine, is my Aunt Beth Woods.
Hello. Thank you for that lovely introduction. Can't get enough of me.
We're celebrating the best of the best. We're talking about Hollywood's biggest stage, and this is podcasting's biggest stage right here, at least tonight it is. So I had to give it the full bodied intro. All right, yeah. So it's our annual Oscars reaction episode. Oscar. Aunt Beth and I guess, would you say that we're two of the biggest fans of the Oscars in the whole world?
In the whole world, yeah. Well, I always tell people that the night that the Academy Awards are on, that's my Super Bowl. That was a good way for me to explain it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I think a lot of people say that.
Yeah,
I look forward to both the Super Bowl and the Oscars. So what does that make me? What's my Super Bowl? Is it the Super Bowl or is it the Oscars?
I think you have a lot of Super Bowls. Probably.
I should put that on my dating profile.
That's good. You never know. There might be somebody else that has that too. So maybe you should.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so on That's Entertainment, we pick a pop culture topic and discuss it according to the three F's, first, favorite, and forever. But this is a mini episode. We already had a full-length episode about the Oscars. That was in our first year of podcasting, we did that. So if you want to listen about our favorite of all time Oscar moments and early Oscar memories, go look up that Oscar episode. That's I think we did that 3 years ago, wasn't it? Right before the world shut down.
Oh, wow. I guess so.
Because the Oscars that year, they were right at the end of February.
Oh, so it was right before because it's coming up. I think here was St. Patrick's Day of 2020 when everything completely shut down. So, yeah, it's almost exactly 3 years. Wow.
Yeah, well, this episode's we're recording on the 15th and releasing on the 19th, a week after the Oscar aired. So yeah, there. But this year, it wasn't really affected by any pandemic, at least. Well, I mean, there's still, I think it's having some lingering effects on the film industry, but if you were a visitor from another planet, you wouldn't have necessarily noticed that. But the 95th Academy Awards, Everything Everywhere All at Once won Best Picture. It won 7 awards overall, All Quiet on the Western Front also won multiple awards, won 4. And The Whale was the only other movie to win multiple awards. It won 2. And Jimmy Kimmel was the host for the third time. Not in a row. It'd been a handful of years since he'd been emceeing it. So, Aunt Beth, what did you think of the show? What did you think of the winners? What are your initial reactions?
Okay. Well, as I said to you before we were on air, that we probably have quite differing views this time, because I said it was one of my least favorite Academy Awards of all time. No offense to Jimmy Kimmel. I thought his opening was good. He had some funny jokes. I enjoyed when he brought out Jenny the donkey. but nothing stood out too much to me during the telecast. There weren't any really great acceptance speeches that I thought. And no surprise winners. And way too much Everything Everywhere All at Once. So you and I differ on that. I
favorite Before you go on, what was your favorite of the Best Picture nominees?
Probably The Fabelmans, of the ones that were nominated. Yeah, there were some strange ones. I saw 7 out of the 10, but the 3 that I didn't see, I didn't really want to see. I didn't see All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar, and Wakanda Forever, which weren't high on my list. I was just going to say the other thing that stood out to me was the performance of Natu, the song nominated. I loved that performance. But so I guess it's hard for me to separate because the Everything Everywhere All at Once won so many awards, and it was a movie that I didn't like. So that kind of, I don't know, it made it not as enjoyable. I just don't get it. I saw this movie in the fall. I remember, Jeff, you saying you loved it. And I'm watching this movie and I'm thinking, I don't understand what's going on. It's one of the weirdest movies I've ever seen. And I just don't like it. I just was waiting for it to end. And I came out of there. It was so confusing. And then jump ahead to this year, to this fall, winter, I mean, suddenly I hear like all these praises for this movie and it starts winning all these awards. And I'm like, what did I miss? What is going on? And I also thought, you know, maybe I should rewatch it, but I just didn't like it so much that I don't even think I could sit through it again. So obviously I missed something, but that was hard for me since it kept winning and winning. You know, I guess, you know, if it was, say you were watching, if there was a movie nominated, Jeff, that you didn't like, and it started winning all everything, then it sort of makes the night not quite as enjoyable. Then the other thing I was really disappointed was that Austin Butler did not win Best Actor for Elvis. I did see The Whale, and I did think that Brendan Fraser did an amazing job, but I thought that Austin Butler was like, he just embodied Elvis, and I thought that was such an amazing performance. So that I'm also disappointed in that too. That's my, yeah, and the, okay, and then I'll just say this and let you go on. Okay, the other thing that I thought the Academy was reaching for nominations, I saw for the some of the Best Picture nominations, I thought really shouldn't have been nominated. And then even for the acting, like there was, I saw 4 of the 5. I didn't see Bill Nye, but Paul Mescal, who I really like, and I watched that movie, I guess the night before the Oscars, and I was like, that's not really a Oscar worthy performance to me, or the movie was, and some of the movies, like I said, nominated. So I just almost felt like they didn't have enough to nominate. Tar, I mean, same thing. I love Cate Blanchett and she was amazing, but I had trouble getting through that movie. And Triangle of Sadness, I didn't like that one either. So, and I'm usually not that negative. I mean, I go to movies, I love to go, and I'm seldom come out saying, oh, I didn't like it. I don't know. I just, I guess it just wasn't the year for me. So that's my rant. What do you have to say?
Before I get in, what did you think, like, overall of the ceremony, like how they decided to, like, Jimmy Kimmel's hosting and what they decided to focus on, and also the fact that they didn't pre-record any of the award presentations as they did last year?
Yeah, I didn't know that until that night that they were going to do that. Like I said, I thought Jimmy did a good job. His opening was funny. And he kept things moving along. That's a hard one, because I could see that, if, you know, certainly if you're nominated in one of those categories, of course it's you would want it to be televised, but it does just make it so much. It was 3 hours and 40 minutes about.
It was about the same last year.
Yeah.
I think last year it's actually a few minutes longer.
Oh, even without those categories last year?
Well, they still showed them during the broadcast, but they were like pre-recorded. So it was like a slightly edited version.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what the solution is. It's ridiculous for them to say it's going to be 3 hours when they know it's just going to be a longer
ceremony. I don't think they need to apologize for that length. I think I'm perfectly happy with a 3.5 hour show or a 4 hour show.
Yeah.
Even. I think people who love the Oscars, who love watching the Oscars, are fine with it being a little long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so why do they even say at the beginning, you know, when you're taping it or whatever, it says 8 to 11, and obviously, you know, that's not what's going to happen.
I think they
could start it a little earlier, but I know there's the West Coast and they don't want to start it too early, but anyway. The ceremony was fine, but nothing really like excited me that much. Mm-hmm. So what were your feelings?
Well, I think I may have said this before in years past in our Oscar episodes, but when it comes to award shows, I try to care less about like rooting for the movies and the performances that I really liked, and more about just having a good show and seeing memorable, authentic acceptance speeches. And if my tastes and the memorable acceptance speeches happen to intersect, then all the better for it. Mm-hmm. But if someone wins from a movie that I didn't see or didn't care for, but they still give a really moving speech, then I'm happy with that.
Well, yeah, I agree with that too.
But this year, a movie that I really, really loved won a whole bunch of awards. And there were memorable acceptance speeches from pretty much everyone who won from that movie. So my favorite part of the show was pretty much every acceptance speech for the Everything Everywhere All at Once people, especially Ki Hu Kwan. Mm-hmm. I know you've already established you didn't really like the movie, but did you get emotional any bit at all when he won, or when Ariana DeBose got choked up when she announced him as the winner?
Well, yeah, but see, I've also watched, this is the third time I think I've seen him win. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't feel like he said much different. You know, the first time, I think the first was the Golden Globes. And that I think I remember being feeling emotional, because that was the first time he got up there and talked about, you know, how he's come back after I don't know how many years. And so I feel
40
like
40 years.
So I kind of felt like I've heard, not that this speech wasn't touching or heartfelt, but I sort of felt like I had heard kind of the same thing already, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying I had heard, even with Michelle Yeoh too, this was her third time, right? She won both the Golden Globe and the SAG.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because I think she won.
She didn't win the Critics,
or maybe she did. Well, I know she won at the Golden Globes, because at the Globes, it's the leads are split with comedy and drama. Yeah. So she won comedy, and Cate Blanchett won drama.
Yeah,
but I forget how the.
Pretty sure she won the SAG.
Yeah, but she Michelle Yeoh did win SAG, so
okay.
Yeah, she
I guess so. I've heard, you know, if I was watching for their first time or for people that watching for the first time, seeing them accept it. Yeah, it was very, very touching. Jamie Lee Curtis's was very touching when she talked about her parents. And so, yeah, it's not that they weren't good. I guess, was this the second one? Jamie Lee didn't win because Angela Bassett had won a bunch. So
yeah, Angela Bassett won at the Golden Globes and the Critics' Choice. The only major precursor that Jamie Lee Curtis had won was the SAG Award.
Okay.
So yeah, so we hadn't heard as much from her in the previous award shows.
No, and I agree what you say that if it is a movie that I didn't like, but still thought it was a good speech. I'm sure that's happened in the past for me too. You know, I'm not going to say, I mean, I still sit there and listen intently to people's acceptance because that's a big deal. So, but yeah, I think it makes it all the more exciting for you when it is a movie that you love and then it starts winning everything. You were probably like in your seat going, yeah, yeah.
I mean, the thing about it is it's such an unusual movie. Like, no other movie like this has ever won Best Picture at the Oscars. And it didn't just win Best Picture. It won. This is the most most Oscars any movie has won, I think I saw, since Slumdog Millionaire. And that was 14 years ago. And it won three out of the four acting categories. I think only two other movies have ever done that. And this was the only one that also won Best Picture. Quick trivia. Can you name the other two that won three acting awards?
But not Best Picture or also Best?
Not Best Picture. So this was the third time that a movie won three acting awards, three acting Oscars. And the previous two did not win Best Picture.
Yeah, you'd have to give me a hint because wouldn't be able to think of it for a year, maybe.
One of them came out in 1951 and the other came out in 1976. The 1951, I think, was based on a play and starred one of the biggest actors of the 50s.
Was it Richard Burton?
No,
I was gonna say
he was a big actor in the 50s, but his most yes, Marlon Brando.
Was it On the Waterfront or
close?
Oh, what's that? Streetcar Named Desire.
Yep. Okay. And the other one, 1976, was eventually adapted into a play that was on Broadway a few years ago. And it starred the lead actor from one of your favorite shows.
Not Dick Van Dyke.
No, one of your more recent the movie didn't star one of the stars of your favorite shows. The play adaptation did. It was one of your favorite shows of the past 10 years?
Friday Night Lights, Breaking Bad.
Yes, the one you just said.
From Breaking Bad?
What did Bryan Cranston star in on Broadway recently?
Yeah, see, that's what I don't remember. And it was a movie.
And TV is also a hint about the movie.
TV? Oh, not network.
It is network.
Oh, I didn't even know he was in that on Broadway. So what, the three actors won for that when that came out in 76?
Yeah, Faye Dunaway.
Albert Finney or?
No, I think Ned Beatty and who was the one? Was it Peter Finch? Was that his name?
Oh, I was thinking of Albert Finney. Yeah, I think it's Peter Finch. Oh, wow. I can't believe it's been that long since.
Ned Beatty was nominated, but Beatrice Straight was the other winner.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, back to this year. I mean, just when Everything Everywhere came out a year ago, I loved it. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool if this won some Oscars? And I thought Ki-Hoo Kwan had a chance. I thought he had a decent chance for supporting actor, but you know, I thought maybe it had like an outside chance for a Best Picture nomination, because some weird movies can sneak in there. But
yeah,
I mean, Cut Ahead
came out
last March.
Oh, wow. See, that's also unusual for a movie that came out that long ago, too. So maybe I saw it in the spring then, because I think I saw it soon after it came out. Yeah. Okay. So you,
I mean, so the fun thing for me wasn't just that I liked the movie so much, it was just that it was so wild that it went from being this weird movie that weird people loved to suddenly everyone in the Academy is embracing it.
I know, that's what I get. It didn't seem like the tip, well, it's not the typical movie that the Academy would enjoy. So maybe someday when I see you in person, you can explain it to me more.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, it has a big heart, and I think that's that is typical of Best Picture winners, that they are something that you can really emotionally connect to.
Yeah. So, okay. And so besides that, then did you have any favorite parts of the, besides the speeches, favorite parts of the ceremony?
Well, you know, I didn't, you kind of, I think you said there wasn't like anything too remarkable, and to me that was a good thing. Like, we didn't have any unscripted disasters. And it felt like everyone was just there to celebrate the movies. And you know, I'm like, you know what, I'm happy that it was a little unremarkable. I think this was a good like status quo for the Oscars to be aiming for. But there, you know, there were some little moments here and there that I liked. Like, I thought Jimmy Kimmel's best joke was when he said that the last directing team to win for best director was Congressman George Santos.
Oh, okay. He had a few good ones.
Yeah, there were a few awkward moments, like when he was interviewing Malala in the crowd.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
But I thought she had a great response.
What did she say? I can't even remember.
So he asked her, what do you think about Chris Pine spitting on Harry Styles? She said, I only talk about peace.
Okay, that is a good response. Well, maybe this is setting the tone for the future, because it didn't have, and I don't know if that's good or bad either, like you're saying, it didn't have any, you know, they sometimes try to do a little production or something besides just giving out the awards, and they really didn't do that this time. It was still, like you said, it was still 3.5 hours without doing any kind of not just the opening skit, but sometimes they'll do something, you know, during it, and they didn't really do that. So I don't know. It's hard to know, to say what's the best way to do it. But like you said, if you're a fan of it, you're going to like it. If you're a fan of the Oscars, you're going to like pretty much, you know, like people, like you said, people just enjoyed seeing or celebrating each other and stuff. So, but then it drives me crazy afterwards. I don't know if you get this on your phone, then they start making big deals about, so it was Angela Bassett didn't cheer when she didn't win, and they make like the biggest deal out of these stupid things.
There's a whole corner of journalism that tries to come up with the most incendiary headlines.
Yeah,
and I try not to pay too much attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure not everyone had the best time,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what Angela Bassett was thinking when she didn't win. I don't want to assume the worst. I'll let her speak for herself if she wants to.
Yeah, but I don't think there should be anything wrong with you feeling disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, if you know, they always show people like still clapping or whatever. But if, and they said something I read said the biggest sourpusses or something, and I was like, yeah, but they didn't win. That's of course they're a little disappointed. So. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's a stupid part. But yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like the Natu song performance?
I did, yeah. Have you seen that movie?
No, I want to. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I think it's on Netflix now, but I saw it in a theater. I mean, if there is an Indian neighborhood up in Maine, I would try to go see it there, like to see it with a crowd that's, if you can manage to find a crowd that gets up and dances along during that part.
Oh, wow.
I think that's the ideal way to watch it.
Yeah, we don't have that up in this area, but yeah, I remember reading about it and I did want to see that though. What did you think? Well, I don't want to get into all these movies, but just what did you think of Tar?
I kind of had similar feelings as you. I thought it was an excellent performance, but from Cate Blanchett. But there were some things I liked about the movie, and then there are other parts it was leaving me kind of cold. But I also think that was kind of by design. I really liked the ending. I thought that was like a great punchline that. Where she ended up in her career.
She goes to Europe. I can't see it.
She ends up in, I don't remember if they specify the country, but it's somewhere in Asia.
And she's
conducting a performance of video game music,
mm-hmm.
which to her, I think is like the lowest form of conducting you can have. I don't think the movie was throwing shade at video game music, but I think it was just for Lydia Tarr, that wasn't where she wanted to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, while I didn't love that movie, I was fine with it being up for Oscars. Like, I'm like, that's an example of a movie to me where it's like, I didn't love it, but there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
So like it aspired to something and other people loved it, so you know it's not one I was pushing for, but I can be satisfied with being among the nominees.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well that's our take on
mm-hmm.
On it. What was Oh, yeah, no, that was the main one that I was disappointed about. Austin Butler not winning. None of the others we talked about. So, yep, we'll have to see. They don't always have to have 10 anymore. Like, that's why, I was talking about, stretching it, because they could have just, there were a few there that I thought they could have left out. Because haven't years they've had like 8 or 9 sometimes.
Well, I think this year they decided to just stick with exactly 10. Like the past several years, it could have been anywhere between 5 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, they're like, it's going to be 10. We're just going to make that firm.
Let's go with that. Okay.
Although okay. I would kind of advocate going back to five. Like,
well, it is kind of weird because there's five directors nominated and five of everything else. So I don't know.
I'm kind of like, also there's, I think there's more than 10 movies worth seeing every year. So I don't hate that there's 10. Like,
yeah. Well, there's definitely more than 10.
I mean, I'm kind of advocating, give out even more awards. Mm-hmm. You don't, there's so many great movies and great performances. We could give out hundreds of awards.
That's right.
You might not have enough time for everyone to give an acceptance speech, but
we could all get awards.
At the end, have it be like a high school graduation line. You just like, here are the 100
recipients
of this year. Come up in your cap and gown and get your Oscar diploma. Yes.
All right. Well, I think that wraps up what I thought about it. So I am going to try to watch that RRR.
Mm-hmm. I think you'll enjoy some of it. It is long. It's about 3 hours.
And is it subtitles also?
It is, but some of it is in English because it takes place during British colonial time. There's some English speaking characters.
Okay. I'll have to be in the right mood then to watch it.
Yeah, I'd say there's some parts that are kind of weird, but not quite as weird as Everything Everywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, looking ahead to next year's Oscars, do you think Megan, the killer robot doll movie, do you think that'll dominate next year's Oscars?
I don't know. I didn't see that either, so I can't comment. But has a horror movie ever been nominated? That would be a good...
Well, The Exorcist got a fair number of nominations. Ah. And the Silence of the Lambs won Best Picture. Mm. I mean, that's kind of straddling the line between thriller and horror.
Yeah.
That one did win it all.
Yeah, interesting. Yes. I don't know about Megan. I probably wouldn't be happy if it won.
I think that would be an even stranger winner than this year. But
yes.
I'm not expecting it to... get much recognition, but
no.
All right, well, same time next year for this Oscar discussion.
Oh yeah.
All right, and in the meantime, listeners, if you have any Oscar thoughts that you'd like to share with us, you can let us know on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, and you could also email us any sort of feedback to thatsentertainmentpodcast@gmail.com. And so I guess we'll wrap it up. It's not a full length episode, so we don't have to promote or recommend anything unless you have anything in mind that you wanted to mention.
No, I hadn't really thought of anything. So.
All right. Well, and then I guess. All right. Yeah, you can leave it. I'll mention as usual, you can leave us a review and we'll read it on air if it comes our way. Otherwise, I guess it's time to sign off once again and say thank you, Oscars, once again.
Thank you. And what is good night?
And keep your Oscar trophies handy and your eyes open.